Hi, I'm Edie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The federal government has been introducing wide-ranging restrictions on social gathering in an effort to stem the spread of coronavirus. The Agriculture Minister has confirmed that won't be applying to livestock sale yards nor the wool auctions. Reporter Helene Lambetsos caught up with David Littleproud to find out why the industry is being exempt from the rules.
To allow sale yards for sheep and cattle and for wool and horses to be able to continue. It's an important part of the supply chain for agriculture, but also food security. The industry has been very forward-leaning in coming up with world-class standards to keep those that are attending these sales protected, but continuing the continuity of these sales to keep supply chains going. So I'm asking state ministers to endorse that, to take that back and to make sure that this standard is accepted, and that we can give certainty to these yards that they can continue to trade, which is an important part of keeping food going through our supply chain.
Is this a matter of weighing up the benefits of allowing these things to still go ahead compared to the potential risk of having people meet in those kinds of environments?
Well, obviously, every decision is predicated off the advice of the chief medical officer. The health advice is what determines the protocols that are put in place. And that is what the industry has brought forward, and it's important that we look at that and continue to be agile and work around that. And that's what the industry has done in engaging with technology and telling people they are not welcome to come unless they are buying. And if they come, they must, if they want to be present, they must adhere to the conditions in which the chief medical officers have put forward. So the industry's been forward-leaning. We need to ensure that we engage further with more pragmatic ways to continue to keep people safe. But this is an opportunity to ensure that we live up to the medical advice. And if it changes, we'll have to look at how we change these protocols. But this is an important part of the supply chain, and it's important, and the federal government's made a commitment to keep these open, but the state government's the ones that will police it. So I need them to ensure that they are comfortable with it as well.
We've already seen some parts of the industry trying to, you know, work around potential shutdowns. For example, there's been a trial of an online wool auction via Zoom. Do you recommend that where possible people do these things using those technologies, or do you still prefer these markets to go ahead as normal?
Yeah, I think we can engage technology further. And in fact, I know a lot of the yards are also doing, not just wool, engaging through technology and being able to use the agent structure to be able to and network to be able to also represent buyers. So there's a facet of measures that can be used to ensure that continuity can supply and minimise the numbers that are there. But we still have to transport these livestock, because as they go through there, they go through to get processed that end up on our plates. So it's important that we keep this moving, and we use technology, we use representation in a pragmatic way that keeps the balance in the marketplace where no one has advantage, but keeps the supply chain moving.
That's our reporter Helene Lambetsos there speaking with Agriculture Minister David Littleproud about the restrictions on social gathering as a result of coronavirus and how they won't be applying to livestock sale yards nor the wool auctions. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact with us or you've got a story to share, send me through an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.